Praise the Lord. Hebrews 6, please. Hebrews chapter 6. We'll look at verses 9 to 12 this evening. Hebrews chapter 6. The Bible says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." So I'm going to take the title from number 10, Work and Labor of Love. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our lives this evening to teach us and grow us. We thank you for the privilege to be here and open the word together. We love you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we know he's writing to Christians because he says, "Beloved," there in verse 9. And we already saw there at the beginning of the chapter that God wants us to go on, verse 1, go on unto perfection. And he's telling us again, we're persuaded better things of you. Remember, we had just looked at the passage last week about those who fall away, who don't fall into hell, but they stumble and they fall. And Paul says to these Christians, we're persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation. We're supposed to go on to greater things. You know, we most of us know verses 8 and 9 of Ephesians 2. Grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, the gifts of God, not of works that any man shall boast. But the next verse says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." God saved us by grace, but he saved us to work. He saved us to serve him. And that's what Paul is telling these Christians. God wants us to go on to things that accompany salvation, better things than stumbling and backsliding. Verse 10, "For God is not unrighteous to forget." You know, God doesn't have to do this, but not only does he provide for us the power and the ability that we need to serve him through the Holy Spirit, but then he even says he will reward us for serving him, which, you know, we should just be thankful that we just have the privilege to serve him because he's done so much for us. We're going to spend forever with him. But he promises all through the scriptures that he will reward us if we will serve him, obviously with the right motives and so forth. We read about that in 1 Corinthians 3, which says, "If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." Talking about the judgment seat of Christ. So he won't forget. He does keep track. He knows what we've done for him, and he will bless us for it. But what does he want for us? Well, work and labor of love. He's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. How many times have you heard me say that love is action? This kind of confirms that, does it not? Work and labor of love. What is he telling us? Well, he says down in verse 12 that you be not slothful. The opposite of slothful is someone that's working. And that's what God wants from each of us. Jesus says the night comes when no man can work in John chapter 9. And that night, of course, is referring to the tribulation period. But God wants us to work. He says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That word laborers, people that are willing to do the work and labor of love that we read here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Remember, love is what we do. So what God is saying is he wants us to show our love for him by working, laboring for him. 1 Corinthians 15:58, most of you know it. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the..." Anybody know the next word? "Work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." God wants us to work. And again, our love is manifested in our action. God so loved the world that he gave. Love, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself. And the Bible, if you look at 1 John 5:3, the Bible makes it very clear that we show our love to the Lord through obedience, through service, through a work and labor of love. Notice 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. We should be serving the Lord because we love the Lord, and showing our love for the Lord through our service. There's a lot of Christians out there that have stopped working for God. You know why? Because they were working for the wrong reason. They were either working for the praise of man, and they didn't get what they were looking for, so they quit. Or they were working for their own personal satisfaction. Or maybe they just got hurt by someone and decided that that hurt was a higher priority than God. But we're here to work. A work and labor of love. Our love for God should result in love. Notice he goes on to say, verse 10, which He have showed toward His name. So this work and labor of love is toward the Lord. It's for Him. It's for His benefit. So our love for Him should be our motivation for laboring for Him. People shouldn't be serving the Lord because they, you know, like he said in 1 John 5:3, it's not grievous. They shouldn't be serving the Lord, but, well, I have to serve God. No, we should want to serve God because He's been so good to us and He loves us. And we want to show our love back to Him. You know, what did Jesus say to Peter in John 21? Let's turn over there. He asked him three times if he loved him. Asked Peter three times if he loved Jesus. And each time, Jesus responded by saying, now do something about it, basically. Notice John 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. I hear what you're saying with your lips. Now show it by laboring. And God says the same to us, which you've showed. That's a key word there in Hebrews 10 or 6:10, which you've showed. So we show our love through a labor of love by serving the Lord. And that most of that service is done for others. Right? Notice he says, verse 10, in that you've ministered to the saints. The majority of the labor that we put forth for God is touching other lives for God. Maybe we teach a Sunday school class. Maybe we sing a special. Maybe we do something else. But typically, it's in service of other Christians. And that is the labor of love that God is after. The Bible says that by love we should serve one another in Galatians 5:13. But it's our love for the Lord that should motivate us to serve others. And that's the point that the writer of Hebrews is trying to get across. And I love how he finishes this. He says, not only you've ministered to the saints, but he says, and do minister. It almost sounds redundant, but I think what he's saying there is that we can't rest or stop and rest in what we've already done, that we're never done. Now, what we do might change as we get older and our body makes it tougher to do certain things. But I think what he's saying is, you have ministered and you do minister. In other words, you can't stop until God takes you home. And, you know, Paul talked about that in Acts 20. Let's turn over there, where he was reaching the end of his ministry. And I hope that every Christian strives to be able to say what Paul said here in Acts 20, 24. And that is, when I finish my time on earth, I'm still going to be serving. I won't have stopped and sat on my laurels and said, oh yeah, 20 years ago, I used to serve God. That's not how it's supposed to work. Paul said here in Acts 20, 24, none of these things move me, neither count on my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. He says, I want to finish my course. It's one thing to start right. It's another thing to finish right. Amen? And sure enough, when you get 2 Timothy, turn over there, the very last chapter that Paul wrote was 2 Timothy chapter 4. And so look what he says. Remember what we just read in Acts 20. He says, this is my goal. He's talking to the elders at Ephesus. Years later, he writes 2 Timothy, his last epistle that he chronologically wrote. And look what he says, verse 7 of 2 Timothy 4. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And so years later, he writes and says, I did it. The thing that I was after back when I was planting the church in Ephesus, when I said I want to finish my course, he says, I have finished my course. Verse 8, here and there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. So I finished strong. We all start strong. But I think God is saying, when he says, you've ministered and do minister, just keep going. Keep serving. Don't stop. Keep up with that work and labor of love. So back to our passage, Hebrews 6, verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Is it hard to keep learning the Word of God? Yep, it takes diligence. Is it difficult to improve our prayer life? Yep, it takes diligence. Is it difficult to just keep trying to reach others in this wicked world where the devil's blinded so many people? It takes diligence to just keep going, to just keep on, keeping on. The disciples said to Jesus Christ, Lord, increase our faith. We all need that. So we need to keep on with this work and labor of love. We love God so much that we want to serve Him and we aren't to ever stop. Verse 12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. He says, it's okay to even look at those who've been faithful and use them as an example. Keep on. Notice Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll finish there. The Bible teaches that we are running a race. Our Christian life is likened unto a running race. And if you've ever run a race, you know that if you don't ever get to the finish line, you really didn't accomplish much. If you just quit halfway through. And that's what he's saying. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Why? Because we don't know where the finish line is. We don't know if this is a 10K run or a 1,000K run. We don't know. So just keep running. That's what he's saying. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures this contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Keep going. And that's exactly what Paul's telling, or the writer of Hebrews is telling us here, is keep going. Keep up the work and labor of love. And that is to be our motivation, because we love God so much, we want to serve Him. Work and labor of love. Let's pray. Lord,